Item number four has been deferred until May the 6th. Item number five has been withdrawn. So that takes us to item six, which is PR 2025-020079, minor plat application number 2025-00065, and a DHO waiver request application number 2026-0004. John Paisano, agent for Gary Briner, request the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of an unplatted tract slash Springer Transfer Company, zoned MXT, located at 1224 Stone Street Northeast between Odelia and Odelia Indian School Road and Mountain and Edith Boulevard and I-25. The subject site contains approximately 0.1734 acres in area. Do we have a member of the applicant team joining us this morning?
Yes.
Mr. Paisano, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Let me swear you in, and then if you'll begin by giving us your name and mailing address for the record, okay? Sir, do you swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you. Name and address for the record, please.
John Paisano, 9816 Admiral Dewey Avenue, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87111.
Thank you so much. Tell us about your proposal, please, sir.
So basically, we're just trying to replat a piece of property that has three deeds, and we're trying to combine those into one lot. And I guess the main issue there was the sidewalk waiver, and I think everything's okay with that. And other than that, I don't think there were any other issues.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Let me see if we have any members of the public that want to provide testimony. We'll hear from our reviewing agencies, and then I'll come back to you with an opportunity to offer any questions or provide concluding remarks, okay?
Okay.
All right. We are on item number six, which is PR 2025-020079. Are there any members of the public that wish to provide testimony on this item? If so, if you'd use the raise your hand feature or otherwise let us know of your intention to testify. I'm not seeing anybody looking to testify on item number six. Last call for members of the public for item six. All right, let's move on to our DFT members. Mr. Gutierrez, let's start with Water Authority, please. Sir, do you swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, David. Go ahead.
Water Authority has no objections to this one. Thank you.
All right. As mentioned earlier, the Code Enforcement Division did not provide comments for this request, so we will move to Parks and Rec. Mr. Ibarra, is that your responsibility?
Yes, Mr. Hanger, officer.
All right. Thank you, sir. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, Marcelo. What are Parks' comments?
Let's see. Parks and Recreation has no objections to the requested platting action.
Thank you so much. Mr. Chen, let's do hydrology next, please. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, Take One. Go ahead.
Hydrology has no objections. For future development, gradient drainage plan will be required prior to building permit approval. That's all from hydrology. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Armijo, let's do transportation next, please. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, please.
Transportation has reviewed the justification for waiver and find it adequately addresses all 10 criteria. No objection to the waiver or the plat.
Thank you. Who do we have for planning? I apologize. I had it in front of me.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbach. I'll read off comments for Antony Montoya. She is on vacation now and is unable to read her comments.
Oh, okay. You sure we don't want to call her at the beach or something?
Yeah, she's on her way to Costa Rica, so she's probably out of touch.
Mr. Rodenbach, do you swear affirm the test you want to provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead. What are planning comments?
Thank you, sir. All right. So, you know, there's two separate actions here, DHO waiver and the minor preliminary final platting action. Mr. Hirnos, before I go over my comments, just want to note that if a decision is made on one or both of these, or decision is made on, well, decision will have to be made on the waiver for the plat, but the waiver decision, Mr. Hirnos, will need to come before the platting decision.
Right.
So we had, as far as comments go, noting the requests for both actions, and I want to kind of go over the findings. We don't have official, I don't believe Ms. Montoya has them numbered, the findings proposed. So I'm just going to go over these with you and just share my screen here while I go over the comments for her case, for her cases. So we note that this will be finding number one for the this proposed for the DHO waiver, noting that this is a request for a DHO waiver to the DPM requirements per six and per 6.6.P.3 of the IDO, and noting that Stone Road is, or Stone is, a local road and requires a 5-foot sidewalk with a 4 to 6 foot landscape buffer. That'll be finding number one for the DHO waiver. Finding number one for the minor preliminary final plat is noting that this is the subsequent request is for a minor plat of the property and has never been legally platted. And the applicant identified three warranty deeds that create the boundaries of the proposed plat. Warranty deed 82909. Warranty deed 82910 and warranty deed 82911. And then that'll be finding number one for the minor preliminary final plat. And then finding number two for both, we'll probably just put both findings into both actions. A sketch plat was performed on the property on June 18, 2025, for all or a portion of unplatted Springer Transfer zone MXTs located 1224 Stone Street Northeast. And then finding number three for the minor preliminary final plat, the subject property is zoned MXT within the CPO 7 Martinez Town, Santa Barbara area, encompassing approximately 0.1734 acres, is located within 660 feet of a major transit corridor and falls within the railroad and spur small area. All right. And then we go over the, Ms. Montoya goes over the review and decision criteria for the waiver, noting that, and this would be finding number three for the DHO waiver. An application for a DHO waiver shall be approved if it complies with all the following criteria. There are pre-existing obstructions and cannot easily be or economically be relocated or should not be altered. We note that there's a retaining wall on the front property on the east side that is needed, and there is a substantial grade difference between the neighbor to the north and a utility pole to the south, addressing that criteria number one. And you're only required, there's four separate subsections of that criterion that need to be addressed, only one of which needs to be addressed, and criterion A in number one was addressed there. Criterion number two, the waiver will not be materially contrary to the public safety, health, or welfare. Public safety will not be affected in staff's determination. And I want to note too, we're deferring to transportation here with these determinations as well. Criterion number three, the waiver does not cause significant material adverse impacts on surrounding properties. We note that no, in our determination analysis, no adverse impacts will affect the surrounding properties. No homes have sidewalk on stone. Number four is waiver will not hinder future planning, public right-of-way acquisition, or the financing or building of public infrastructure improvements. And this waiver will not hinder any future planning or public right-of-way. Criterion number five, the waiver will not conflict significantly with the goals and provisions of any city, county, or MAFCA adopted plan or policy. And our response is that this waiver will not conflict with the goals and provisions of any city or county or MAFCA. Number six, criteria number six is regarding the not allowing, encouraging, or make possible undesired development in the 100-year floodplain. And this notes that this property is not within the 100-year floodplain. Criterion number seven, the waiver will not materially undermine the intent and purpose of the IDO. And we note that this waiver will not, in staff's analysis, materially undermine the intent and purpose of the IDO. Criterion number eight, the waiver does not allow a lot or type of development that does not meet the applicable development standards for the zone district where the lot is located. And the response notes that and notes that the waiver does not allow a lot type or development that does not meet the applicable development standards. Criterion number nine, the waiver approved is the minimum necessary to provide redress without being inconsistent with provisions of the subsection, which is 66P. And the response is noting that the waiver is the minimum necessary to provide redress. As construction of sidewalk would create more disruption in the neighborhood. And the final criterion is number 10. If the request is for a waiver to IDO sidewalk requirements in areas of low intensity land use to an extent that the normal installation of sidewalks will not contribute to the public welfare, and the absence of a sidewalk will not create a gap in an existing sidewalk system. And the response is noting that this area is of low intensity land use, noting that the absence of a sidewalk will not create a gap in an existing sidewalk as there is no sidewalk on the street system to one or more sides of the subject property. Okay. And I'm going to skip past the legal description information. We do go into detail on that, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Okay.
I will note that all public notice requirements of Section 6, Table 611, have been completed prior to the submittal of the DHO waiver and the platting applications. Both required email notification to the neighborhood associations, which they provided proof of. And that'll be a fine. I'm just going to, at this point, go over. I'm losing track of the numbers, so I'm going to say this will be a proposed finding. That'll be a proposed finding for both the DHO waiver and plat application, both. The next finding, proposed finding, will be for the plat, which is all signatures from the surveyor, property owner, city surveyor, utility companies, and mapper on the plat. I'm going to skip past that. The next comment, just note that for the platting action for 66K3 review and decision criteria, an application for a subdivision of land minor shall be approved if it complies with all applicable provisions of this IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations, and any conditions specifically applied to development of the property in a prior permit or approval affecting the property. In staff's analysis, this request complies with these criteria. And that'll be a finding for the plat. The final finding for the plat will be per 66K2I, the applicant shall record the final plat with the Bernalillo County Clerk within 3 months after the date of the final signature on the plat, or the subdivision shall be voided. The applicant shall provide the city a digital copy of the recorded plat. That'll be the final finding for the plat. And then we have some proposed conditions of approval for the plat. I believe these all apply to the plat, which is condition A, final sign off the plat by the DOT staff is conditioned as, oh, sorry, that's not a condition. The first condition is, John, we need you to add the application numbers on the plat. Ms. Montoya had the DHO waiver number on the plat, just above the signature blocks, or near the signature blocks where you have project and application number. John, you need to put the minor plat number, which is minor PLT 2025-00065. You can put the DHO waiver application number as well. That leads to the next condition, which is per 66P2D of the IDO, the DHO waiver associated with the plat must be placed on the plat. You need a note as a note, John, on the plat that, put the DHO waiver application number and date of DHO approval. Just have a note on the plat about that DHO waiver approval that was approved with the plat.
Okay.
The next condition of approval, Mr. Hearing Officer, is noting that the date of DHO approval must be added to the plat, and the final condition is noting that prior to final sign-off of the plat, the Albuquerque Geographic Information System office must approve the DXF file, and proof of approval must be provided. And that's our final condition, Mr. Hearing Officer. And John, I think we provided, yeah, Ms. Montoya, John provided some helpful information on working with the Aegis office on getting that DXF file approval. That approval process is outside of planning staff's area. We don't do that, but you'll need to send emailed proof from Aegis of the DXF file to us prior to, and that's me and Jacob Boylan, because we're the ones who distribute the plat for signatures. We'll need that Aegis DXF file approval before we can sign off on the plat. And
Okay.
Mr. Hearing Officer, that concludes our comments with planning.
Mr.
Thank you.
Roenbeck, much appreciated. Mr. Paisano, any questions about the comments or the statements made by Mr. Roenbeck there?
No, sir, not at this point.
Okay. All right. Very good. Did you have any other comments or questions?
No, I think we covered everything pretty well,
Okay.
so thank you.
Very good. So I'll close the floor on this matter. Let's start with the DHO waiver request. I'm going to approve the requested waiver because it meets the requirements of the IDO. Specifically, as mentioned by Mr. Rodenbeck and within the record, it does meet Section 66P3A1 of the IDO. I find there's sufficient evidential support provided within the application and on the record to demonstrate that there are existing obstructions that cannot be easily or economically relocated, or should not otherwise be altered. As mentioned by Mr. Rodenbeck, adjacent to the property, there are existing retaining walls. There's a substantial grade difference between the subject property and other lots in the vicinity, and there is one or more existing utility poles. So it does meet 1A. Additionally, I find that the request complies with all of the criteria in Section 66P3A2 through 10 of the IDO, also with sufficient evidential support within the application and on the record. And I'll go over those just very quickly. Number two, the waiver will not materially be contrary to public health, safety, or welfare. The waiver does not cause significant material adverse impacts on surrounding properties. The waiver will not hinder future planning, public right-of-way acquisition, or financing or building of public infrastructure improvements. Number five, the waiver will not conflict significantly with the goals, the provisions of any city, county, or IMAFCA adopted plan or policy, the integrated development ordinance, or any other city code or ordinance. Number six, the waiver will not allow, encourage, or make possible undesired development in the 100-year floodplain. Seven, the waiver will not materially undermine the intent and purpose of the IDO, the applicable zone district, or any applicable overlay zone. Number eight, the waiver does not allow for a lot or type of development that does not meet the applicable development standards for the zone district in which it is located. Number nine, the waiver is approved is the minimum necessary to provide redress without being inconsistent with the provisions of the IDO, specifically subsection 1416.66P. And then lastly, the area is of low intensity land use to an extent that the normal installation of sidewalks will not contribute to the public welfare, and the absence of the sidewalk will not create a gap in the existing sidewalk system extended to one or more sides of the subject property. Additionally, as it relates to minor plat application 2025-0065, I'm going to approve that matter under project number 2025-020079. Because the proposal meets the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. We discussed the findings that are being proposed. I'm in agreement with those. Additionally, my approval on the minor plat application is based on the following. Do we have any comments? I don't believe so. Mr. Rodenbeck, you outlined those that would be that were provided by Ms. Montoya. Do we need to read those into the record, or is your testimony sufficient if I'm in agreement with that?
Mr. Hearing Officer, are you referring to the proposed findings?
The weren't didn't she have comments on the minor plat that were conditions, or was that specific to the waiver? I thought we needed to add, there was general stuff in there about we need information from the Aegis office. Do I need to go over that again, or is your testimony sufficient?
Well, I'll tell you what, one thing I definitely do need to do, which I haven't done yet, is I need to get those conditions of approval into the chat.
The
So,
chat box.
yeah,
Okay.
I think it wouldn't hurt to, I don't think we need to go over the findings again, Mr. Hearnouncer, but we need to go over the
The
conditions here in a
conditions.
second.
Okay.
Sorry, I did not do that.
Mr. Paisano, give me just a second here. But again, these items have been approved. The platting action, Mr. Rodenbeck mentioned it during his testimony, but we do have some conditions that I want to get into the record associated with my approval. So give us just a second.
Let's see. It's not very clean, Mr. Hearing Officer, but we have four separate conditions of approval, which is the application number placement on the plat. That's condition. It's actually mislabeled. Condition number one is application number placement on the plat. And then condition number two, or it's actually going to be condition A. Condition B is going to be about the DHO waiver associated with the plat being placed on the plat, that note that I referred to. Condition C will be the date of DHO approval being added to the wait. The date of DHO approval being added to the plat. And condition D, noting that prior to final sign-off of the plat, the Aegis office must approve the DXF file and proof of approval must be provided. Those are our conditions of approval from planning, Mr. Hearing Officer. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. All right. As it relates to item 6, PR 2025-020079, minor plat application number 2025-00065. As mentioned earlier, I am convinced that the proposal meets the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other city regulations. Approval is based on the conditions that Mr. Rodenbeck just referenced. Let me read those into the record. First, from planning, please place the application numbers on the plat. Secondly, in accordance with the IDO 66P2D, please list the DHO waiver on the plat. Next, please add the date of the DHO approval to the plat. And then finally, prior to final sign-off of the plat, the Albuquerque Geographic Information System Office or Aegis Office must approve the DXF file and proof of approval must be submitted back to the Planning Department. Mr. Paisano, thank you for your testimony and your participation today. We'll have something in writing going out to you shortly concerning these requests.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.